Hey there, Street Fighters. How's it going? It's Brian. I'm going to try to do a real intro to this show because I never do them, and that's going to maybe be a goal for 2018 is to learn how to actually do an intro that sounds like a fucking radio show instead of like whatever it is that I've been doing. You're listening to, I'm not really sure what you're listening to. You could be listening to a call-in show replacement since there's no fucking way we're doing a show on New Year's Eve. You could be listening to a third show, which would be something on our pay feed. But regardless, you're listening to a radio show. Streetfightradio.com is where all the information is. If this is not a Patreon show, then, you know, the best way to help us out is go to Patreon. There's new zine set up that makes it cheaper for you if you want to just read it online. Just go on over there and check it out. This week, I have a co-host that I don't have very often, probably three or four, five times a year, maybe. The original show I did with this co-host was about slime, and we just talked about slime for an hour, and everybody really loved it. Now that she's a little more regular, we talk about whatever we want to talk about because I figure she's pretty decent at doing radio. So my co-host this week is Gwen Quinby, which is my sweet daughter. Say hi to the listeners, Gwen.
Hello.
How are you doing tonight?
Good.
We're recording this on December 26th, the day after Christmas, which is her favorite holiday because she's a kid and their favorite holiday is always Christmas. This year was not as rough as other years. I generally have a really tough time getting up till Christmas when it comes to like making sure that I get enough and stuff like that. But this year I had a pretty slam dunk. My wife and I had a pretty slam dunk gift that basically meant that we could only really get one big thing, right?
Yeah.
this is a little pricey, this one. But she got herself a nice brand new camera, a better camera than I have ever had in my life, and probably better than I would deserve. I'm not good. I'm really bad at taking pictures. You're getting pretty good. You're learning. So how are you liking your camera so far?
I like it a lot.
You like it a lot. Get in there to that mic, man. You have the teeny tiny little voice. You got to get really in there and so that everybody can hear everything you say because I'm a booming loud voice.
Got it.
You don't want them like riding the volume while they're on their they're listening to their phone. And then it's like every time you talk, they have to turn it up. And then when I start talking, they're like, ah, shit.
I know the feeling.
Does that happen with some of the, you don't listen to podcasts at all, do you?
No, it's YouTube videos.
Yeah, you listen to YouTube videos. I guess let's start talking about YouTube videos because my listeners would not know anything about the YouTube world.
How do you know that?
Because I've said things about YouTubers and they don't know. I think my listeners are more, I think they're just an age up from the YouTube world, you know?
Yeah.
Like the youngest, I think the youngest people that we have listening are probably 18 or 19 at least. I hardly imagine I bet we have 17s that listen to this show, maybe.
Maybe.
We're looking at
19-year-olds.
What?
19-year-olds, 18-year-olds.
Yeah, maybe, but that's adults. Probably not a ton of those, you know?
Yeah.
Like, whenever I go to any city, there's only, like, three or four people that are like, can I get in if I'm 18? Which I understand, you know?
Yeah.
You don't want to waste your time. Let me tell you this one story. When we went to Louisville, this guy, I don't think he knew who we were or anything, was like, walked into the bar and he told the bartender that he wasn't 21 and then got kicked out because you can't be in a bar if you're not 21 in some places. And he came out and started talking to me like, oh, they won't even let me in because I'm 21. I'm not 21. Is there any way you can get me in? And I tried to get him in and the bartender was like, he just told me he's not 21. And I'm like, well, what the hell would you tell him that for?
I'm allowed in them with you. Yes. I'm only 13.
Well, you're allowed to come in them with me because you're with me. Okay. But you don't really go that much. You don't really like bars.
I'm going to one of them.
You are going to the show that's on this Friday. It's a big holiday blowout.
Yeah. My cousin's coming with me, too.
Yeah, I'm bringing two kids to make everybody at the bar uncomfortable. Like, oh my God, I can't cuss in front of these kids.
Not true.
I know. I'm going to, so if you can't, I'm sorry.
Mom and Dad do every day, every single day.
Not that much, though, right?
No, you do a lot.
Do we really? Yeah. More than regular adults?
And if Mom gets mad, she'll start yelling the S word repetitively or the F word if her meat is too cold.
Yeah, she was doing that earlier. Her meat was too cold, so she was yelling the F word a lot. Cuss words aren't bad. You don't say them at all.
No, you're I don't like them.
I've never been able to get you to even say them
growing up. I said the S word.
Well, yes, once, I think. Do you cuss when you're not around me? When you're with your friends?
I have, but only once or twice. To prove that I'm cool.
Is that what you have to do? It's like you're standing...
I'll get angry or something like
you're
that.
You're like, oh, son of a
bitch.
At
school, if we're in groups and we leave the room and it's me and all my friends, I mean, what do they expect?
What do you say? What's your cuss? What's your go-to?
I'm not going to say.
Do you say damn?
No.
Hell.
No.
Shit? Shit is the word?
Sometimes. Not
all
on
right.
Purpose.
All right. Well, you
sometimes
know.
It just comes out, like when you stub your toe.
No.
You're just like, ah.
I use the F word for that.
Yeah, you do for everything.
I'm big into the F word. Yeah. I've always been, because you know why?
What?
Have you ever seen the movie The Christmas Story?
Yeah, but I don't really like it.
That's crazy talk. When I was your age, I loved it. They, in that movie, inadvertently, they said that the word fuck is the worst cuss word that you can say in The Christmas Story.
I feel like it's not, though.
It is, I think.
There are
some really bad ones.
There's some no-nos. And I only know them from rap songs.
Nope. What are the no-nos from rap songs?
The N-word.
Oh, yeah.
I'm saying it.
Golly, yes, that is definitely...
My friend told me about it because she watched a movie about a baseball player.
Jackie Robinson?
Jackie Owens.
No, Jackie Owens is not a person. That's half of a track.
Jesse Owens.
So she watched the movie about Jesse Owens, and then she told you the N-word's bad?
Yeah, you were in the car, and she was talking about it, and I was so uncomfortable.
Well, I mean, the N-word is bad. Yeah. Rappers say it.
And the C-word, Mom used it for Scrabble.
No, she didn't.
Yeah, wasn't she going to?
No, she wasn't going to use the C-word in Scrabble. I don't think I'd allow that just because... I don't care, really. I don't know. I'm not really all that hung up on cuss words.
She used crud. Yeah.
Crud.
That was it.
That's not a cuss word at all. I'm not real hung up on cuss words.
I don't like them.
What makes you not like them? What's the thing that... What is it just that you think they sound trashy? That's what my parents said.
Well,
it
I grew
trashy.
Up and it was taught to me like it was really bad by everyone I knew.
Who taught you that?
You said, don't say that, because I had to go to school, and I wasn't going to cuss there. So then my teachers didn't want me to, and my aunts and uncles, and my grandparents, always my grandparents, telling me that I can't say bad words ever.
Yeah, well, what it was, the way it got explained to you by me was before kindergarten. I was like, listen, I don't care what you say in this house, but you can't go to other people's houses and throw cuss words around. Their parents wouldn't appreciate it.
Well, every boy in my grade says all the bad words.
Every one of them?
Most of them. Some of the good ones don't.
A lot?
Yeah.
Like, are they like, do they sound like me?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
I guess that makes sense. I've said this before. I started being a bad kid when I was 12.
Like, there's this eighth grader who's 1 year older than me, and he says so many bad words, it grosses me out. I told him that he needs to wash his mouth out with soap.
You told him that?
Yes.
Did he beat you up or yell at you?
No.
Did he make fun of you and call you a nerd?
No.
That's what I would have done to you. I kind of want to make fun of you and call you a nerd right now for it.
He's just like, ha ha, LOL. That's all anyone says.
So you're yelling at people at school for cursing?
Well, I just say that's a no-no.
That's a no-no. You are. How did this happen? It's such a weird thing that
I don't like breaking the rules because I'm scared to, so that's why I don't say bad words either.
You want to hear what's interesting about that? What? I loved breaking the rules when I was a kid.
Yeah, I've heard.
But I was very scared of adults. Yeah. Are you afraid of adults?
I don't like adults. I don't like confrontation.
Well, yeah, I agree with the, well, I'm both in both that field, the confrontation and the adult thing. But like, are you, do you like adults? Are there adults that you, do you respect them or do you just do everything because you're afraid of them?
I like adults. I like every single one of my teachers this year, which has never happened. I like all four of them for each subject. And I'm not scared of them. I just don't want to disobey them so they dislike me.
Have you ever had a teacher you thought disliked you?
Yes.
What made you think that this teacher... Don't say who it was. We can't say who it was.
He's my second grade teacher.
But what... But what made you think your second grade teacher didn't like you? What was the... I can say that...
She gave you the worst candy. That made me so sad. Everyone got a candy and I got a payday.
Payday's a good candy. They're what disgusting. The hell's wrong with a payday?
Well, they just... Not nuts and caramel for a little second grader.
There are a lot of people in this world that would love a payday.
And her compliment to me, most of them were like, you're so beautiful. You're amazing. You're a light.
Yeah.
And mine was, you're going to get paid big bucks someday. So here's a payday. What's that?
That's ridiculous. You're never going to get paid big bucks.
No. It's rude.
No, I'm kidding.
And she would give me less chocolate than everyone else. And she'd bring in chocolate all the time and I get the least amount. If you're going to bring it in, give equal amounts.
I kind of felt like your second grade teacher didn't like me either.
She didn't. I don't think she did.
Yeah, I felt like she, like I was a volunteer at the time. And I, every year I'd be, I came in for kindergarten through first. And I had a pretty good relationship with all the teachers and the students.
Cool.
And I got along with everybody. And then that year was kind of the end of it because that teacher just was uninterested in me at all. And I remember that field trip you went on and I didn't have a car because my wife had the car at work and I needed to get there. And none of the parents let me go with them, which is fine. They're moms. They're probably nervous about having a dude in their car or whatever, a big weird dude in their car. So I had to go get the car and drive like an hour and a half because they wouldn't let me on the bus.
There was no room in the bus.
Yeah.
They gave away like the last seat to someone else's mom.
Yeah. Well, what are you going to do? I ended up getting there though.
Yeah. I was so excited.
Yeah. That was a weird field trip. That was like the jankiest thing I ever did. It was like we went to this place.
Was it the creek?
No, it was...
It wasn't outdoors.
The Works. It was called The Works.
Oh, I love that place. I hung out with the bus driver and my best friend. We didn't know who to hang out with, so we hung out with the bus driver.
You did hang with the bus driver a little bit. It was weird because we got there and it was like most of the things to do there were like playing a Nintendo Wii. They like had a Wii there, remember?
Yeah, that was why it's so fun. They let you play activities.
We had a Wii at our house at the
time. We rode indoor bikes, and we watched people make glass, and we did like science experiments and watched things blow up.
Do you remember how they had all those old computers there, and me, you, and your friend just sat down and took old computers apart? Like,
yeah,
that was the whole thing.
That's what we did with the bus driver.
Yeah, me, you, and the bus driver and your best friend sat down and took old computers apart for no reason. It felt like for no reason. We weren't really doing anything.
No, it was just fun. They didn't teach us, like, this part is what this does this. They just said, take it apart.
You can take these apart.
Do what you want.
You can screw them back together if you want to, too. They were just didn't really care either way. It was like, whatever you want to do with this computer, you're welcome to do.
It felt like they amped it up, and then we went there, and there was no instruction. Like, they weren't like, this is the big thing we're doing. It's just a bunch of random stuff.
Yeah, they made it sound like it was like a science museum.
It was basically it was kind of like a place, it's like COSI.
Right, that's why I'm, so in Columbus we have a place called COSI, it's called the Center of Science and Industry, and it might be something else, it might not be industry.
Play.
But it's like you're playing, but they have all kinds of really cool things there.
Yeah, it used to be my favorite place to go.
They have like a unicycle on a tightrope that you can ride on.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. Yeah, it's my favorite place.
They have a bunch of cool stuff. But this place was like supposed to be that, but it was way out in the suburbs of Columbus. And it was just like a bunch of really, like, it was really low rent. Like, I feel like And by the end of next year, my Patreon will make enough that I can start a place like that.
Yeah, they just had a bunch of old computers and, like, wood around. So you could just, like, chop wood.
It was stupid.
For, like, a fun project.
It was stupid. It was a bad trip. They should have just taken you to Kosai.
Well, I liked it. We just got to do random stuff. Sure. We didn't learn.
You also, this year, you've done a lot of field trips in your time. You did one this year that you didn't like, right?
Well, yeah, we went, what's it called?
To rope a college?
Climbing? No.
A ropes course. No, that's ropes fun. Course. Don't say you didn't like that. You didn't like that?
Well, we went to a creek afterwards, and I didn't want to get in, so I didn't. And so it was kind of just, like, boring. I didn't have, like, water shoes because I didn't want to wear those. And my boots had a hole in them, so I was just like, I'm not going to.
That's the funniest thing about you. That's one of the things about you that reminds me the most of myself. Is that, like, I remember when you went to camp last year that we had to buy you water shoes, and you did not want those water shoes. And it was like, Gwen, all the water shoes look exactly the same. There's not a stylish
but
kind
there
of
was
water
one
shoe.
You wanted to get me, and then you went back there, and you realized, yeah, these are horrible.
Yeah, they were bad. They were bad.
They looked used, and
I
they were in
sad
a store.
About that. They looked like they fell out of a truck.
Yeah, we got mine at CVS, so
those
that's a lot
bad.
Better.
They weren't the worst looking.
And
yeah.
Then everybody had those ones, and everybody threw them away before we left.
The CVS ones?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, because they didn't want to wear them because they're just ugly. They're just ugly.
And what were you going to use them for?
When I was in fifth grade, there's creeks around here.
Yeah, but nobody's going to go creeking.
One, you have a bike. Two, you have a camera to take pictures. Three,
I didn't at the time.
You do now.
So what?
You could have had those water shoes and been in a creek.
You
threw them away. You're like, I'm not going to wear these ugly shoes.
Yeah,
ever.
Everybody had like the same ones, and some of them have them in like green, and we all threw them away at the end of the trip.
This just whole group of kids just like, fuck these shoes, and threw them in the trash on the way out. I hate that. That makes me mad now. I'm just thinking about it. Like,
they were like $5.
Yeah, and they were ugly. They were ugly as hell. I would have never worn them either. I was just so concerned with like looking cool. One of my earliest memories that I always go back to is that when I was a really little kid, like way younger, like 5-6 years old, I did not want to wear brown pants.
Oh, yeah. You told me about this. It's so funny.
And I just was like, I didn't explain it like this. Like, my dad would be like, here's some brown pants. Put them on. And I'd start crying. And I would just flip out. And, like, I have this really early memory of my dad trying to put corduroy pants on me and me just kicking and screaming and crying and flipping out. He got them on. He ended up getting them on, but I was miserable that day. I just couldn't even, like, I got over it. I didn't even probably get over it until like midway through high school when it was like, all right, you can wear brown pants. Now, I'd like a pair of brown jeans. I think that would look kind of cool. You don't see those often.
No, don't get those. Keep your black ones in your jeans.
These are indigo.
You look good in your jeans.
Sure. I haven't seen brown jeans in a long time.
Yeah, but all your shirts are black, and black and brown looks gross.
None of my shirts. I have two black shirts.
You have so many black shirts.
Two?
Well, you wear them all the time.
Be crap. You don't even know what the other one is, other than the one I just got yesterday that I'm wearing.
I just always see you wearing black.
No, you don't. Yeah. I have one black shirt that's a sheer mag shirt, and then my brother got me this Kenny Omega shirt that's black. And yeah. I'm wearing that today. Those are only two black shirts I own.
Maybe there's more. I feel like there's definitely more.
You go look. I wear a lot of gray. I get a cute, because your mom.
We got you the cutest sweatshirt in gray.
You did. You got me a cool American Giant sweatshirt. Your mom, a couple years ago, I gave a Christmas list. This is when I got super, super into wrestling. When I first was like, wrestling is my life. She
still is.
Yeah, kind of. I still watch a lot of wrestling, but I try not to watch it every day now.
But it used to be WWE, and now it's more the indies.
Japan, too. I like Japan.
Yeah.
So my wife actually bought me 3 pro wrestling shirts for Christmas.
Oh, yeah. We had to figure what we were going to get you.
And one was green, One was like kind of like a cardinal shirt that was for Michael Elgin. Sorry, I didn't know that Michael Elgin was a terrible person till this year. This was 2 years ago. And then I don't remember what the other one was, but it was just three.
I think it was Super Kick Party.
No.
Nope. Okay.
No, it was three shirts. I asked for like five or six shirts, and two of them were black. And it was the three shirts that weren't black that she got me.
Yeah.
And she was like, "You just, all you wear is black." And from that point on, I was like, "I'm not going to wear black anymore."
She didn't buy me any black clothes for Christmas because she thinks I wear them too often.
You're goth. That's why.
No, I just don't like color.
Me neither. You don't like to stand out. Do you
think
that's what it is?
I wear a lot of colors. I'm wearing a white shirt right now that I'm going to wear. I got a red shirt coming in the mail and a pink shirt, my favorite color. So.
Do you think that's because you don't want to stand out? We got a little money this year from an inheritance. And we all had to go because we don't get clothes very often. We're broke. We're a broke
always.
Type of people. And we don't get clothes often. So we took a big slice of that money and re-upped all of our clothes. And we were picking things out. And I noticed that you don't buy a lot of weird. Like, you don't look at things that are weird and be like, I'd kind of like to have
it. Well, we also don't go to, like, the trendy weird stores. We don't go to, like, PacSun or stuff like that. That might have weirder clothes.
Right, but me and you went to PacSun to look at Christmas
and
stuff.
And I loved all of it.
Yeah, but you didn't like the weirder stuff. You didn't like any of the weirder
things. I just
things.
Have, like, a certain sense of style, which is pretty much
colorless.
Basic, I'd say. Well, I wear stuff, it's just, like, it's all branded, which makes it, like, basic.
You do like branded stuff. You like a pink. You
and
like
an Ivory Ella.
Ivory Ella is a big one. What is Ivory Ella for the listeners? I don't think my listeners would know Ivory Ella.
Okay, so you get these clothes and they have elephant on the back with a pattern and an elephant on the pocket. And you can also get other stuff like lip balm now. And whatever you get, like 40 more than that goes to elephants to save them.
Let me check on that. Let me take
some. I'm following them on Instagram. I get to look.
Allow me to take a look at how much actually goes to elephants. I mean, elephants don't need money anyway. What are you giving
out? It just says a portion. It says over 1.2 million donated.
What? I mean, why give elephants money? What are they going to do with it?
Well, it's because their tusks are being taken away.
So are they hiring people to guard the elephants? Is that what's going on?
I honestly don't know how it works.
Hiring some mercenaries to hold to follow the elephants around with a machine gun.
We had to learn about Horton Hears a Gunshot. Scariest thing I've ever learned about.
What's Horton Hears a Gunshot?
A bunch of people were selling this ivory and they decided to burn it. All these people were burning it. They were like, if you did it, we're not going to use it. We're not going to sell it. So they just burned it all.
What is that? I don't get it.
Ivory. Like, people were stealing it. And so they collected it all and burnt it. Like, they didn't want people selling it.
I'm not a huge fan of, like, I don't like any of that ivory. Would you wear fur?
No.
No, not at all?
No, and I wouldn't wear leather.
You do wear leather. But
I wear pleather.
What kind of shoes you got? Actually, you might not wear leather.
I don't
Holy
wear
shit.
Leather. Well, my Birkenstocks might be like animal.
Yeah. Yeah. They're leather.
Yeah.
For sure. Birkenstocks.
That's the only thing I have, though.
Maybe the elephant. Maybe the cow
the
lived
epilets.
A really good life.
Yeah. Maybe they treated him well.
He died
they
of
didn't,
old age.
They didn't kill him like McDonald's does.
That's, well, I mean, it doesn't really matter how you kill them if you're killing them, I think.
Well, if you give them good food.
Sure. Yeah. You let them die of old age and then cut them up.
Yeah. That's better.
Yeah, Birkenstocks are probably definitely leather. But other than that, you don't have a lot of leather stuff.
No, I wear tennis shoes.
I have very leather boots.
Yeah, you do.
Very big, very leather boots. I don't know, man. I see fur. Like, fur really makes me mad. And I wonder if it makes me mad because the people wearing it are rich. Like, that's the... Like, leather doesn't make me that mad because, I mean, everybody has some kind of leather, whether it's a belt or a pair
that's,
of shoes.
You're talking about yourself right now.
Yeah. A lot of people have leather.
Okay.
Like, poor people can have leather, too. Like...
But, like, all the leather I get is from, if I do have it, I don't really wear it. But it's from, like, Forever 21, and you know they don't have real leather. You.
Well, I mean, if it says that it's leather, it's leather.
Faux leather is what they usually
You should look
say.
It up online. You look, from now on, you look at the clothing.
I do. At the tags. But I don't wear leather, so it doesn't matter.
I wear leather.
I feel like all my friends' parents probably have like something fur.
You think
so? Like a fur coat. Their mom probably has like a fur coat.
There's a place on the road right by our house called the Fur Vault.
Oh, yeah.
And that's where they keep people's fur coats. People keep their fur coats
there. I thought
that
was where they make fur. Like, there's always like a carpet hanging in the front.
Yeah.
That's right by the weird store they opened up. I know what you're talking about.
What weird store that they opened up?
I'm not talking about that store.
It's a pornography store that they opened up in my neighborhood that my kid hates.
They blocked out the windows and then they undid it. Now you can see inside of everything. My dad talks about it every time. He goes, hachi machi. And my mom goes, ooh.
Yeah.
To make me feel weird.
Well, it'll just make you uncomfortable. Yeah. You're old enough to make uncomfortable now. You used to be too young. For us
you
to make.
You still did it. You still managed to do it.
It's more fun now, though. When you were younger, it was like.
And if I have friends over and you get all awkward, that's where it draws the line.
That doesn't happen. I'm not weird around you. Am I weird around your friends?
Sometimes. Sometimes you guys, like, I don't like how close they are with you, how comfortable I feel talking to you.
Your like, friends? You
with
don't
you
like?
In the front seat, and then they're talking about drama in the back. I'm like, let's just not.
Like,
I know you're eavesdropping.
I'm friends with your best. I think your best friend likes me.
Yes, she does. She's like, I feel a strong connection.
I like your best friend. She's a good kid.
Yeah.
And she's funny. And I will talk to you and her. But if you have other people over, I try to stay away.
I had two friends over. We all talked.
You did have two friends over.
They love my mom. So
yeah,
that was great.
They were really into hanging out with us. We were sitting downstairs all talking and they were like, hey, this is really fun. And I was like, oh, no.
Then we went upstairs. I was like, okay, let's leave.
Yeah, you're afraid we're going to say something really embarrassing, aren't you? Like, what kind of thing do you think we would say that would embarrass you?
Hachi machi.
Oh, God. We're not going to say that to your friend. We wouldn't do jokes like that in front of your friend.
But, like, my friend was talking about stuff and mom was enjoying it because they were talking about how they thought someone was a gypsy or something like that.
Oh, that's a bad word. Listeners, she gypsy? Is 13. She doesn't know that gypsy is a bad word. That's a bad word.
No,
It is. That's Roma people. They're Italian. And they were called gypsies. So that they could kick them out of town.
But I was a gypsy for Halloween once.
Yes, I know.
And
that
you
was
let me
maybe
be one.
Not one of the better decisions we ever made.
Everyone loved it.
Everyone did love it. Well, you know, it's tough. I gotta say I tell listeners on this show that, you know, I've never been perfect, really. Still am very not. I still have a lot of people that are like, ugh, you got bad opinions. But I try to be better all the time. Like, there's things that we've done in our life that I don't agree with now. You know what I mean? Like, I'm always growing and learning new things. Mm-hmm. And that's maybe the difference between me and a lot of adults, I would think, you know?
Yeah.
See a lot of adults that don't ever want to, that they think they're just right all the time.
They're the
worst. Yeah, and they're the worst kind because you know they're not right, right? Like, they know that they're a dingus. Like, could you imagine having those kind of parents that just tell you things instead of, like,
it's like a lot
talking?
Of my friends, when I go there, they're like, why, Mom? And they're like, because I'm the adult. Because I'm right. That's what Mom says sometimes, but she's normally joking.
Yeah, and, like, when she says it, it's because of something that's literally, like, the only reason we're making you do it is because, like, there's things like, okay, so, like, going to school. Like, if we didn't make you go to school, then we would go to jail for it, I think. I mean, I guess we could homeschool you, but things like that.
You don't like homeschool, though.
I am not okay with homeschool myself.
Why?
But I'm not against other kids doing it.
Yeah,
why am I?
Because Bertaley does it. That's offensive.
Why am I not okay with it?
Yeah.
I am not okay with it because I think it's important for, I think that socializing with other people and learning how to act in groups of people is the right, is good. Like, because your whole life, hopefully, will be taking part in the world. And it's gonna happen with a bunch of people that, like, you don't have anything in common with other than the, like, when you go to work, at a regular job, right? Like all the people that go to work at McDonald's. Like, yeah, like your mom's in an office. When you go to work in an office or at a McDonald's or at any place once you get out of high school, or maybe you'll get a job when you're in high school. Who knows? But we're just going to, once you're at a job, you're around a whole bunch of people. Like, say, McDonald's is actually like a better example because you're around, you work with a bunch of people at that place, and you talk to a lot of customers at that place that are not like you, don't know the same things as you, didn't grow up in the same world as you, and you have to learn how to act in that situation. Do you understand what I mean? Like,
yeah.
You have to learn how to work with other people. And I think that a lot of times when kids get homeschooled, they don't learn that at all because they don't. Because
they just hang out with like their mom and dad and their siblings.
Yeah. And it's hard to get people. It's hard. Like, remember before you went to kindergarten, how hard it was for us to, because you're an only child, how hard it was to find people to play with. Other than your cousin. Obviously, you played with your cousin Zoe.
Yeah,
and you had a friend
like
that lived a couple
that
houses.
Much.
And you had a friend that you had a friend that lived a couple houses down after a while that you started play with and, you know, would bully me and your mom. Remember when you spit in a Tupperware
yeah,
and brought
it to
in
mommy.
And showed it to your mom, said I got a present for you. That's one of my favorite
things. The worst thing we've ever done.
Yeah.
We don't do that anymore.
You're not that
weird.
Gross anymore.
Yeah, we
that
were
is
disgusting.
Very weird. Do you remember why you did that?
It was a prank.
So you guys were doing pranks and you were outside and you're like, okay. So I'm going to explain to listeners what happened. It was cold outside and they were outside playing and they had a Tupperware and they both spit in it. There was a decent amount of spit in it and they brought it in and they were like, hey, guys, take a look at this. And they Katie, my wife, opened it up and it was spit. And they were like, surprise. And that was the whole prank. A very weird prank.
Our other prank was that she was moving and we were next door neighbors for as long as we had, like, for a pretty long time. And so we got a bucket and we filled it up with water from her hose. And we said that it was our tears for her moving away so that we could try to persuade her parents into not moving. And so we brought it over to our moms and we were like, this is our tear bucket. She can't move.
Oh, my God.
And they moved anyways.
You're goons. Couple of goons.
And
out
it wasn't
there.
Like she
move.
Was moving, like, away.
No,
she
you
was
guys still
in
hang out.
Yeah.
You guys still hang out. It doesn't matter. We're in Grandview. People know that.
Really?
I mean, somebody in Tennessee doesn't know what Grandview is. Somebody in California doesn't know what it is. It's just we're in Grandview. That's funny, though. You do still get to see your friend
like,
all the time.
All the time.
Yeah. She comes over here a decent amount and stays the night a decent amount.
Yeah.
We like having her around. That's funny. Your pranks were terrible.
Yeah,
I
they
mean,
were.
The spit one is technically kind of funny, Justin. Like, you're like, ha ha, yeah, gross. I grossed you out.
Yeah, we had, like, neighbors we would prank. Like, we had two boys that lived next door, and they were, like, one of our best friends. And we gave them, like, this mud pie, and we tried to tell them it was a chocolate cake so that they could eat it. But it was, like, in all these pots we used to play with outside, so, like, they knew it wasn't good. But they kind of went along with it. And, yeah, we thought we were pranking them, and we weren't. So.
I tried to get a kid to eat a turd one time by telling him it was candy.
Who?
He didn't eat it. Kid
in
I was growing
school?
Up with. No, I was like probably 12 or 13.
I was like, that's not very mature of you.
It's like, look at that turd on the ground. You should eat that.
My favorite thing that you ever did was you jumped over a fence. Well, you tried to jump over a fence because you wanted to impress a girl. And you tripped and you broke your wrist, right?
I did break my wrist. Yes, I was a real, I knew how to get the girls. I knew that the one way to get a girl to pay attention to you was jumping over a fence without touching it. Can you imagine thinking that? Like, what an idiot I was.
I wouldn't think, like, you. I wouldn't be impressed if anyone did that.
You wouldn't be impressed in that?
No, I'd be like, oh, nice jumping skills. And then I'd be like, no, you can leave.
Well, I mean, when you're a dumb boy, I know for a fact, man, was I in eighth grade when I did that? No.
That's too old.
I was in 10th grade when
Daddy.
I did that. So I was
I thought
15.
You were in, like, fifth grade.
I think I was 15 when I did it. And because I remember having to get my wrist taken care of while I was in a certain science class that I had when I was in the 10th grade. So, yeah, I did it when
and
I was 15.
You were so small. That's a bad idea.
No, little well, you. You know, what are you going to do? I was trying to impress girls, Gwen. I was a very normal young boy.
Who that would impress? No offense.
Not
to
that girl Tiffany that I was trying. Well, I mean, I didn't make it. So who knows what would have happened, right?
Nothing.
You don't know that.
I believe so.
I could be married to her now.
I'm glad you're not. That's true. I'm glad you fell.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
So that's what's so what are we doing this year in school? We're halfway through the school year. I always like to ask you. So what are you doing in social studies? That's what we always ask on this show because that's the only thing people that
well,
listen are interested in.
You're not going to be interested in this because we just finished what you would be interested in, which was like economics and stuff.
I'm not interested in economics.
Well, you like me to talk about it. What
True.
I learned.
What are you doing now?
We're learning about ancient Greece and ancient Rome.
How do you feel about ancient Greece and ancient Rome?
It's whatever. It's really boring.
I always felt that way too growing up. I was not interested.
And we just read this book about Greek mythology. And I'm not trying to like offend anyone who enjoys it, but me and my friends would just like pass little notes the whole time.
We didn't
know what was going on.
Have you read The Odyssey yet?
No. Well, that may have been what we read. I don't really know.
Did it have Homer?
No.
The name Homer and
no,
Odysseus?
No, it had I can't remember any of the names.
Not Homer Simpson. You know I'm not talking about Homer Simpson, right?
Kind of.
I kind of know
well,
that.
We read the book, the something of Ulysses.
Oh. Yeah, I didn't like that stuff either.
I like that one.
I don't mean to, I don't think it's offensive to say that you don't like Greek mythology, that you just find it boring. It was one of the hardest classes I had in college recently because I was just like, oh, this stuff is.
Well, I got good grades on it. Like I got like an A, but I didn't enjoy it.
You didn't enjoy it.
Yeah. Like your favorite thing that I learned was like the pyramid of people in economics, like middle class, working class, high class, lower class, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're the bottom of that.
Yeah.
We're
not. The bottom is people getting stepped on. Like, they're lower class. Then we're, like, lower class. Or no, we're middle
underclass.
Class. We're middle class.
We're not middle class. Maybe we're middle class
we're working
now, actually,
class.
Now that I'm making. Yeah, I would say we're probably closer because of I don't make very much money and your wife, your mom makes, like, Yeah, we're middle, lower middle, I would say.
Yeah.
I would guess lower middle, but I own a business, so that means I'm definitely not working class. I'm a business owner.
Okay.
This business that Mike talking. And I wouldn't dare call myself a working class person since my job is talking into a microphone.
Yeah, and like touring, driving around with your best friend.
Driving around with my best friend and partying in different cities.
Yeah.
I can't say that. But yeah, the underclass is the very bottom, right? They're like the ones
they're
that
getting
are like
stepped on.
Off the books.
They're the people who didn't get a spot in the Titanic.
That's true.
In the lifeboats.
That's why I didn't like the movie. Movie Titanic, when they showed those people not getting in the lifeboats,
you
made
were
me so
like
mad.
Yelling. You came downstairs for like 2 minutes and saw that part and started yelling.
What was I yelling?
You were like, they don't deserve this. This is horrible. Why would they do this?
Yeah.
These horrible people. I hate rich people.
I do hate rich people, though.
What if you become one? Ever.
I don't know that it is possible for me. I think that I would have to get to a point where I had so much money that I couldn't give enough away for me to become rich. Because if we have enough to live, once we have enough to live and we aren't in debt, I'm giving it away. I don't need
the
money.
Everything would be gone in December.
What do you mean?
Mom likes to give big gifts.
No,
if we had the money, she'd give it all away. We wouldn't have any.
I'm saying if we can live relatively comfortably, like if we had enough money that, if we had enough money that we didn't really have to worry about getting to zero in the bank account.
Find coupons.
We don't do coupons.
Mom does do coupons.
Some of them. Yeah. But what I'm saying is if we weren't living like basically paycheck to paycheck, if we got to that point where we were paying off our debt and we weren't living paycheck to paycheck, I would start giving away my money because I don't.
But you don't do charities very often.
Yeah, there's other ways to give your money away.
Like, directly?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
You can give it directly to people who need it. PayPal. You can give it to good organizations.
Patreon.
You can maybe start your own organizations. You can give it, yeah, you could do Patreons for people that, we do a lot of Patreons on, Brett and I do. I think we're like patrons on like 20 or 30 Patreons that get some of our money. And it's just like, you can spread your money around in ways to make people's lives better. We have ideas. We have a lot of ideas of what we want to do with our money.
Like how you gave stuff to Hurricane Harvey people. Didn't you do that?
Yeah. Yeah. When Planned Parenthood, we give stuff to Planned Parenthood a lot, but we don't like to say what we give money to, because it's just, that's kind of lame, right? To give to charity and or give, like, give money to Planned Parenthood.
No,
and
I think that's good.
Go, but to go around and say, hey, look at me, I give money to Planned Parenthood.
Yeah, I guess.
You know what
so.
I mean? So it's like, I don't like to talk about where we put our money, but like, we have ideas. Like, one of our big ideas is when we have enough and we obviously want an office, but we'd like to buy a garage and get
a
tool.
Garage?
Yeah. We want to buy a garage, a space that's like a garage with an attached office, and set up our studio and then have like a workshop so that people can work on their cars and people can work on like other projects for free, people who need it. Because when you were really little, we had two really shitty cars.
Yeah.
And
constantly like breaking down and stuff.
They were breaking down, and we didn't have a ton of money to mess with. So when they broke down, it really messed us up. You know, it was like, you know, this is going to cost $1,000. We don't have $1,000, so we have to take it out of our bills and stuff like that.
Yeah.
One of my dreams is to create some sort of a system where that doesn't happen to people anymore.
Our first like good car was when I was like 9 or 10.
Yeah.
Maybe yeah. Like 9.
Yeah. Yeah. I want to create a world or a system where that doesn't happen anymore. You know, obviously you want to be able to just give people cars, really. I would love to do something where we can help people just get their hands on better cars. But if I can't, in the absence of doing that, giving people a place to work eliminates a lot of the need for eliminates, you know, one of the biggest stressors when you're poor. It's people don't think about a lot of that stuff, you know. When people talk about helping poor people, a lot of times politicians come up with these really dumbass ideas like, we'll give their bosses tax credits and then the boss will give them more money on their paycheck. When the fact is, people who don't have money know what they need, and they generally just need some money. They just need some help. They, you know, if somebody paid, there are a lot of people that if somebody just paid their rent 1 month, then they would be good. They would be set. You know, it would help them catch up. And that's the kind of things we want to do when we have more money. That's the kind of charity. I don't like the big business charities, you know?
Yeah. Like some of them are bad.
Yeah, like Susan G. Komen, that one.
Salvation Army?
That Salvation Army is bad. How weird do you... Can I ask you this question, since I've been talking forever now, like a jerk? What do you think... Do you feel bad when you walk by the Salvation Army person now and not give them money?
Sometimes. Mom normally will give me, like, a nickel or a dime, like something low, but, like, just, like, enough that we... just feel okay,
not awkward,
yeah, and like not weird about just walking past making no eye contact. She'll give me like a penny and be like, just slip it in there.
I am a person that's like, I don't want to give them a dime, right?
Yeah.
I'm glad that they're giving people, they're helping people, you know. You start thinking about it, you're like, well, I'm glad they're helping people, but it's not cool to give them money and then let them decide who they're gonna help, you know. That seems unfair. Like, because it's like the people that I don't help are like transgendered people or who are often kicked out of their houses very young.
Or like people, like they said that they have trouble with people of different skin colors too. Some of the people who work there.
Yeah. It's bad. That's real bad. It's like they're so entrenched. So that, like, you see them through the whole holiday ringing their bell, and now they got you feeling, you and your mom walking by and feeling bad because you don't want to give them money. And it's like, they don't deserve any. Not for what they're doing. But again, they do help some people.
Yeah.
That's
so
why
it feels weird.
That's one of the reasons I'm kind of, a lot of socialists aren't okay with that sort of charity stuff, because it ends up being like this thing where you give somebody your money and then they decide what they're going to do with it, which seems pretty unfair, you know?
Yeah.
We're like, if we could just spread the money out and let people have their own, be taken care of, that seems like the preferable way to be. But since we live in a world where they make charity something that you have to have, then you just have to do it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So, what else? What else we got here? What else have we done this year? What are you doing in science?
Chemistry. Yeah.
Like what? I saw you lighting stuff on fire the other day. You were showing me.
Oh, we did a demo day where we did a bunch of experiments, but she just did them. It was explained as something that was going to be really fun, but we just watched her sit in front of the class and do stuff, so it was like fine. And we just watched her do a few explosions, some stuff foamed up. But I feel like I did kind of bad on my test, and I'm really nervous to get it back.
You haven't got your grade back yet?
I don't know.
What is the lowest possible grade you feel okay with?
B-.
B-.
Yeah.
So a C is a bad grade to you?
I don't know. I guess, like, it's just my friends are kind of just like, ugh, I got an A-. I'm like, oh, I got a B. So, like, sometimes it'll make me feel worse if my friends are around.
How many of your friends are getting A's?
Like, good amount. But some of them, like, they have to be, or else they can't play their sports.
What?
Yeah. For girls, you can't get, like, a B-, but if you're a boy, you need to get, like, a D not to play.
What?
They have the things lower.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Or is that just people's parents?
No, it's for basketball.
Why is that?
I don't know.
Maybe the basketball coach decided it?
Yeah.
Does that feel wrong to you?
Yes. But I don't play basketball, so I don't have much to say to like
you
the coach.
You just don't care. You're just like, I don't care. I don't play basketball.
Yeah, I'm like, if you guys feel so. It's, I think, a C or B minus.
C's are fine.
I don't know.
It means average.
I've never gotten a C.
Never.
No, I don't think so. I've gotten B minuses.
Are you worried that one day you'll get a C?
I don't really mind.
Do you worry about your grades like hardcore? Do you have friends that get in trouble for their grades?
Yeah. A lot of times. Like my friend, one of my closer friends will like cry because of their grades if they get like an A-, which is like, I feel like that's a lot of overreacting. They'll cry and they'll be like, my parents are gonna be so disappointed.
When do you think their like parents are really disappointed?
I honestly care, like they don't, I feel like they don't care. Their parents are pretty like chill.
Yeah,
but they're so worried.
I'm pretty chill.
Yeah, you don't care
about grade. I care.
You don't really care.
I don't like punishing, you know what I mean? Like I don't like
well
to
you
punish.
Don't so
have I ever do I punish?
Well, you talk, and that can be punishing sometimes.
Talking to me is a punishment.
Sometimes.
That's true. I have, like, kind of got it down.
You can talk for, like, 2 hours about, like, rights and wrongs, and it can get really boring.
That's true.
You'll be like, you just don't do that. Just don't. And then you'll go on and be like, just don't do that. And you'll give me, like, 8 million reasons, and I'll feel, like, so bad.
My parents used to ground me for, like, a month for things and never talk to me, and I feel like my way of doing things is a lot more.
The worst thing that's ever happened to my friend is like they can't walk with their friends to school. They have to walk alone or with their sibling.
What?
And they can't be on their phone.
Why can't they walk with how do they make them not walk with their friends?
They know when they meet up, so they just have her walk with her sibling.
So they're like, you are not allowed to walk with your friends. You need to walk with your sister or your brother. What?
Yeah, they didn't want her to hang out with like two of her other friends originally, but they kind of like gave up. They're kind of like, that's kind of silly rule.
What?
Like they even knew like what they were doing was wrong, like weird.
What is the punishment?
What do you mean? Like they can't
walk?
Can
I ask you what the transgression is? What was the thing that the person did?
They were caught texting a boy.
Oh, jeezy, Pete.
Again, like, they had their number hidden on their phone. Like, they didn't save it purposefully, so their parents didn't know.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's weird. You're 13.
Yeah, I don't know.
I feel like you're going to text boys. Do you text any boys?
I kind of. Not really anymore. I used to.
Hello.
That's the things you do. Now there's proof.
So you do text boys.
Not as often. I used to.
Does that...
Were you worried that I talk to my friends?
Were you ever worried that I would find out?
Nope.
Do you ever worry about me finding out about anything?
No, my best friend would come over and we would tell you who we were texting, and that'd be it.
I don't really care, really. Yeah. I mean, as long as you're not texting like weird adults and stuff, I'm not going to get in your stuff until somebody else's parents come and start yelling. You know what I mean? Like, if some other kid's parents came to my house and started yelling at me for you texting them, I'd get annoyed and then I'd start getting in your shit. But most of the time, I mean, as long as you're not bothering other people and you're not having other people bother me, I'm fine. I'm fine. I don't want you doing drugs or smoking or anything.
Oh, my gosh. I'm not you. I go to a better school.
Right.
I know better people.
Well, I just...
Better role models.
There's not... Well, I'm a role model that... Right?
Yeah, but you didn't have yourself when you were younger. You had your weird self.
Yeah, I have my
weird self. Your younger self that was just like, just do it. You'll be popular.
That's true.
You'll get a girlfriend.
That really was like... The drug stuff really was just like, well, I can't play sports, so... Got to do something to be popular. I'll be the guy with the drugs.
All I do is I just make friends.
You're good. Well, yeah. Your school's your life is so much different. Like, I think about how, like there's not a lot of bullies.
Like, there's literally none.
Because
if
being
they are,
a bully
they
is,
just, like, leave. They just end up, like, leaving our school. We've had, like, 3 mean people, and they've all just left.
So you don't have bullies at all?
Let me think for a sec. I mean, stuff happens. Like, a lot of the girls will, like, talk bad about other people. I don't really feel like there's a lot of bad people in our grade, though.
I don't like talking
behind people's back.
I don't either. I hate it. And you know what?
I've done it before, though, and I don't feel good about it afterwards.
That's exactly... And you know what? I did it a lot when I was a teenager, and every single time you do it, it's going to come back and get you.
It's more like I don't dislike people. I dislike cliques, like different cliques.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Would you say you're in a clique?
My BCTV, maybe.
BCTV is a clique?
Like, we go there every day, and we don't sit with our friends at lunch. Like, if we go to lunch, we'll sit at a separate table. Like, we don't like going out of our bubble. So that's kind of a clique.
Clique. You're in a clique.
But, like,
one of the mean girls working for the TV station.
We're not mean, we're nerds. We don't go to recess and lunch. We stay inside, and we make videos. Does that sound cool?
Yes. Actually, to me, that sounds incredible.
It's my favorite thing.
Making videos
is our favorite part of the day.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I've always been into like the video stuff. And like, I mean, you're pretty good at this. You're good at talking. You're a good talker.
And I like photography, so I enjoy doing it.
Yeah, yeah. Are you a behind? Do you think your future... So let's say you've decided you're going to be an entertainer. Do you think your future is in front of the camera as like talent, like as an actor?
Talent?
That's what they
Excuse
sometimes
me.
Listen.
Videography and photography takes talent.
No, I'm saying that's what like in wrestling, that's what they call. They call the wrestlers talent. So I just called it that. So do you see yourself as being in front of the camera or behind the camera?
Behind. I want to be like creative in the back. Or like a creator, director, or like a videographer, photographer.
That's so cool. What kind of stuff do you want to take pictures of? We're on December 26th, so I got a live show on Friday this week. What are your you're going to take pictures at that live show? Brett and I, we'll get them posted for you and everything for the listeners out there. Like, what kind of things do you want to take pictures of as you get older, as you start to get into your working towards your career?
Candid pictures of people like laughing, because I think those like capture a moment. And I also I really like outdoor pictures, but I can't do that right now, which makes me kind of sad because I have a lot of different settings that I want to use, but we're not anywhere like cool, and like all the trees are dead and there's like snow outside and it looks really gross.
You don't think dead trees are beautiful?
No, and they don't have any snow on them, so they're not even like pretty.
It'll snow eventually. It's only December. We still got like 4 months of this crap.
I just don't like going outside right
Same
now.
Same here, man. I was just exactly like you growing up. I was like, if it's cold, I'm in. Yeah. I'm inside.
Like, none of my friends want to hang out. They're like, I'm hanging out and watching Netflix today.
I'm going to wear pajamas and be warm all
like,
day.
All
thank
we do
you.
Is like FaceTime. That's what we've done all winter break.
Well,
where like, this is what I got for Christmas. This is how cold it is outside. This is what I'm doing.
Yeah, just post
this
a bunch of...
This is the Netflix show I'm watching.
What Netflix shows you watching?
I've watched a lot. I watch Fuller House. I watch... My favorite TV show is Stranger Things. And also Riverdale.
Riverdale. River... Horny Archie is what my listeners would call it.
Mm, that's gross.
That's what the damn show is.
I haven't even watched the second season, so I wouldn't know.
Well, I'm saying that everybody in the show is horny, and it's Archie.
Why? Because he's cute?
He's hunky, but...
You said that first episode. Oh, he's a hunk.
Okay. Well, you know, it calls it like I sees it, I guess, you know? Jeez. Way to put me on blast. Stranger Things. Gwen thinks that the little boy is a hunk. And Stranger Things.
The little boy.
The main boy.
They're my screensaver.
Finn. Name's Finn.
No, I like Noah Schnapp. And
she
also Finn Wolfhard.
Noah Schnapp. I don't know who is he in Stranger Things?
Will.
She likes
and
Will.
That's Finn Wolfhard.
And Finn Wolfhard. Which, can you believe that name, listeners? You're probably all sitting in your cars or listening right now like, fucking Finn Wolfhard. That's a real name? But yeah.
Somebody says I'm weird about it on their like thing and got in trouble.
What'd they say?
I'm not gonna say it. Well, you can look up the video.
What, it's like a dirty joke?
Yeah. Exactly.
He makes my
but
wolf
he
hard
said it. No. He said it he's like the voice on the Goldbergs.
Patton Oswalt.
He said it and it was at a live show and everybody was silent. Everyone was just like, okay. They're like 15. He's like 14, so you could chill.
Oh my God, Patton Oswalt! You heard it here first. This show does not make friends with Patton Oswalt types. Okay.
No, like some of the producers and stuff that were there, like the adults, they were just kind of like funny, like kind of weird to say in front of all these kids.
I'm gonna look that up, and
like a live thing at like Comic Con or something.
Comic Con. You want to go to one of those, don't you?
If they go, I will.
Finn Wolfhard?
Yeah, or Rock Your Hair for Annie LeBlanc.
Rocky for Hair. Oh, Annie LeBlanc. Rock Your Hair Tour is a thing that she wants me to take her to that I have no idea what it is.
Me and my best friend, we want to go so bad.
I don't even know what it is. I can't figure it out. They don't explain it at all on the thing.
It's YouTubers singing.
It's
and
YouTuber
doing
sing.
Comedy. So it's going to be like kind of bad, but it'll be us seeing them. So it'll be okay.
I'm in, man. We'll work that
Columbus.
Out off the air. Yeah. We'll work that out.
Yeah.
I think I can figure that
text
out.
Text your parents.
I've taken you to a few of my concerts. I might as well take you to, you've seen Neutral Milk Hotel. And you have seen Old Crow Medicine Show.
And Big Time Rush.
So maybe we'll take you to something you want to see.
Yeah. Well, I wanted to see Big Time Rush.
We took you to see wrestling and you saw Nick Gage and you cried.
I did. Really hard. And there's another girl there crying and we made direct eye contact. We were like, this is not okay.
And Jody Fleisch comforted her and my wife.
And I loved it. He is so nice.
Yeah.
And Mom was like, oh, hello.
Well, hachi machi, Jody Fleisch.
She was rooting for him, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought.
He was my favorite.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's great.
Nick Gage is my least favorite.
Nick Gage is my favorite, so.
Scariest thing I've ever seen. He's bleeding everywhere, and there's blood everywhere all over the ground. And there were like tacks flying out and hitting people because they were slamming each other against it. Scary thing.
It was so cool.
And like barbed wire, they were rubbing up against people, their face.
Yeah, it was fucking cool.
It was gross. I hated it.
I'm sorry you hated it.
And then I was like, can we leave? And then you went up into the front row. Mom was like, we're not going to leave your dad here.
Yeah. I was like, so I was right up there next to it. I wanted to be as close as I could get.
And I was standing by the exit with my mom. And she was like comforting me. And then the guy came up. He was like, are you okay? I hope you're okay. Everything's fine.
Yeah, it's just a show. Don't worry. As I kept saying to you, it's just a show. But I hate to admit that it's just a show while you're there. You know,
it was really scary. It takes some of the fun out. Like everywhere, they went everywhere. You weren't expecting that, were you?
I was actually. You weren't. I knew it was a Nick Gage match. It was going to get wild. That's all I knew.
And then there was a bad chant I couldn't even chant for.
What?
F word Nick Gage.
Nick fucking Gage. Yeah. Nick fucking Gage. That's what it is.
Yeah, and I didn't want to chant that. So, like, it wasn't fun from the beginning.
Well, yeah, you know, you like the other matches.
Yeah, I like Jody.
Yeah. So, I want to thank you for doing this show with me. We're trying to catch up.
I like it was more boring.
This was a great show. This was really fun.
Okay.
This was one of your best shows, I think.
I don't know.
Because you were talking more than usual.
Except for that one point where you were just like going on.
Well, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, listeners, that I just talked and talked.
He talks a lot.
No, this was one of your better shows. You're getting really good at this. You're getting comfortable. I think once you get comfortable, you start to think it's boring. And you melt down at the end of every show and say it was bad.
Or boring.
That's one of the worst things you can do when you do entertainment is when you get to the end, be like, oh, that really sucked.
Like every time you finish, you're like, wow, that felt great. I feel like we're getting better. Real improvement, guys. Good job, Brett.
Well, you don't want the people to think that you don't like what you're doing.
Maybe.
You know what I mean?
Sometimes you don't.
I mean, sometimes I don't, but most of the times I do. This is the easiest job I've ever had. I used to climb poles in the middle of the winter, so.
You used to rip off people's siding.
All right. Well, thank you for listening to this show. I hope you enjoyed it. Of course, Gwen will be back a ton of times. I love doing shows with her. It's really fun. And, you know, you always want to do stuff with your kid. And you guys like listening to it. And it's not hard for me to do because I can just set my shit up in my house and do it. So. Have a good time, listener.
Yeah. Hey, I remember syrup sandwiches and crime allowances. Vanessa nigga with some counterfeits, but now I'm counting this. Parmesan with my accountant lives. In fact, I'm down in this. Tuesday with my boo babe tastes like Kool-Aid for the analyst. Girl, I can buy your Westie world with my pay stuff. Ooh, that pussy good. Won't you sit it on my taste buds? I get way too petty. Won't you let me do the extras? Pull up on your block, then break it down, we playing Tetris. AM to the BM, BM to the AM funk. Piss out your per diem, you just gotta hate them funk. If I quit your BM, I still rock Mercedes funk. If I quit this season, I still be the greatest funk. My left stroke just went viral. Right stroke, pull a baby in a spiral. Soprano C, we like to keep it on the high note. It's levels to it, you and I know. Bitch, be humble.
Hold up.
Sit down,
hold up,
be humble.
Bitch, hold up, bitch.
Sit down, be humble.
Bitch, hold up,
bitch. Sit down,
little bitch.
Be humble.
Hold up, bitch.
Sit down,
hold up,
be humble.
Hold up, hold up.
Sit down,
hold up,
be humble.
Hold up, bitch.
Sit down,
sit down,
be humble.
Hold up,
bitch. Sit down,
little bitch.
Be humble.
Hold up, bitch.
Sit down,
hold up.
Who that nigga thinking that he frontin' on women? Fuck off my stage, I'm the Sandman. Get the fuck off my dick, that ain't right. I make a play, fucking up your whole life. I'm so fucking sick and tired of the Photoshop. Show me something natural like Afro on Richard Pryor. Show me something natural like ass with some stretch marks. Still a take you down right on your mama couch in polo sock. Ay, this shit way too crazy, ay. You do not amaze me, ay. I blew cool from ACA. Obama just paged me, ay. I don't fabricate it, ay. Most of y'all be faking, ay. I stay modest about it, ay. She elaborated, ay. This that Grey Poupon, that Avion, that TED Talk. Watch my soul speak, you let the meds talk. Ay, if I kill a nigga, it won't be the alcohol. Ay, I'm the realest nigga after all. Bitch, be humble.
Hold up, bitch.
Sit down.
Hold up,
be humble.
Hold up, bitch.
Sit down.
Sit down,
be humble.
Hold up,
bitch. Sit down.
Little bitch.
Be humble.
Hold up, bitch.
Sit down.
Hold up,
be humble.
Hold up,
sit down.
Hold up,
be humble.
Hold up, bitch.
Sit down.
Be humble,
bitch, sit down.
Little bitch,
be humble,
bitch,
sit down.
Holla, holla.